92.7 FM, The Drive. Genesee Joe in with you, and a friend of the Joe Show, Rich Sinek from Feed Our Vets. Rich, how you doing, man?
Very well. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, couple quick things to talk about. Now, Feed Our Vets is down in 205 Genesee Street, the old Neisner's building.
Correct.
Which I still remember being Neisner's.
Yes.
But you got a couple things. One, people can make donations. Let's hit that real fast.
Sure. People can make donations. The easiest thing to do is go online if you're computer savvy, feedourvets.org. It's a secure donation. It's tax deductible. Another thing is go to your local grocery store. When you go weekly or monthly buy your groceries, pick up a $5 or $10 gift certificate or card. We have a program called Fresh Vets where for the last 10 years, my wife Michelle and I and our volunteers have been feeding vets with non-perishable foods. We had a nutritionist come in and said, if you can, start getting fresh stuff. So, you know,
and you got fridges and freezers.
We got fridges and freezers that were donated from a World War II vet that passed away, and he left us some money, and that was part of the deal was to get that. And so we were providing right now milk and eggs. We get frozen meat from Hannaford's.
Cool.
from them. So these vets can start eating healthier. And we have an older population of veterans here. So a lot of them are on strict diets from their doctors. So Fresh Vets, get us some gift certificates or gift cards. Mail them to us at 205 Genesee Street, Utica, 13501. And we'll take that gift card and go buy fresh vegetables when we have our pantry.
And because you guys know exactly what you need. That's the best way.
Well, that's
it. You know, a lot of the places, like the Red Cross during disaster, says, look, don't bring us the old couch. Just give us a check. We know what we need. We know where we get it.
That's it. When we have food drives, which are great, we'll never refuse a food drive, but we get so many cans of, like, vegetables, which is great. But we need specific things like tuna, hearty soups, pasta sauce, things
hey, wait,
like
you
that.
Know what? Go to Price Chopper, buy the gift card, and it gives you your money off on your gas. You know what I mean?
Hey, there you go. That's a great idea, and it's helping vets.
Yeah. Now, another cool thing is a veteran from the Vietnam War is doing a cool bicycle thing to help you guys out.
This gentleman, Mike Beatty, a Vietnam vet, contacted me several weeks back, said that last year he was doing some volunteer work throughout some states, and he came across a large number of veterans that were hungry. And if you go on the VA's website, you don't really see too much about food. There's homelessness, PTSD, jobs, so on and so forth, but nothing about food. So he did some research when he got back home and realized Feed Our Vets is the only organization that's a huge food pantry in Utica and Watertown that were feeding vets. So what he did, he sold his house to fund a bicycle ride from a 12,000-mile bicycle ride around the country, all the way down south to Florida, to California, up to Seattle, and right through Utica, starting this April.
Raising awareness, spreading the word.
Raising money for us, too, so we can continue to feed the vets and provide fresh, healthy food for them.
All right, man.
It's pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Listen, Rich Sinek, you are always welcome here at The Drive and on The Joe
Thank
Show.
Thank you, Joe.
Give the web address again.
www.feedourvets.org.
There you go. And it's 205 Genesee Street, the old Neisner's. If anybody wants to stop down there and get food, it's Wednesdays?
It's every Wednesday evening from 3 to 6, every third Saturday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then we're on call. If a vet needs help, they can call 794-3310. That's 794-3310, and it's also for the spouses. If you, Joe, married and you pass away, your spouse is eligible to come to the pantry, too. So it's for the veterans, their spouses, and children.
All right. Thanks a lot, Rich.
Thank you.
Thank you.